It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A year and a half after Hurricane Katrina, one thing New Orleans residents have a lot of is questions. Planning for how the city should rebuild is now in at least its third phase of fact-finding meetings and comment periods. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports, New Orleans residents still are months away from having the answers they need to decide how and where to rebuild their homes.
First, there was the Bring New Orleans Back Commission. Then, a series of neighborhood and district planning meetings. Next, there were a series of community congresses, multimedia gatherings that connected planners and residents with other New Orleanians living in Atlanta, Houston, and Dallas. Now, the latest deliberative process, something called the Unified New Orleans Plan, is nearing completion. The new citywide plan is a weighty document, some 600 pages, and it represents a massive amount of time and energy. Thousands of people have taken time to attend meetings and provide input. But if you're a New Orleans resident looking for answers, Janet Howard says, forget it.
If you're a homeowner and you look at this plan, you're not going to have a clue, unless you know that you're on the sliver on the river and you're high and dry and that's it. But if you're in any kind of area that's been damaged, it's ambiguous, it's a very ambiguous situation for you. You do not have a roadmap.
Howard's the president of Bureau of Governmental Research, a local public policy group that's long worked to strengthen planning in New Orleans. Her group this week released a scathing review of the citywide plan, criticizing it as a feel-good document that once again avoids making tough decisions. As an example, she cites a prioritized list of 91 projects compiled from meetings with residents. At the top, a billion-dollar medical center and new low-income housing, while languishing midway down the list are the projects she believes are most crucial to a city comeback.
Repairing roads, repairing sewage and water board, repairing school buildings. Well, government's main responsibility is to provide infrastructure. So why is that down there on a level, I will note, the same level as repairing Fort Pike?
Fort Pike is a 19th-century brick-and-mortar structure 23 miles east of New Orleans. At a hearing last night on the citywide plan, project manager Troy Henry was called on to answer Howard's charges that it still did not give residents the guidance they need to know whether to rebuild or not. Henry said he believes the resident of every neighborhood should have the right to return and rebuild their homes, no matter where they're located.
We think that every neighborhood needs to be preserved, but also at the same point in time put out of harm's way. So we came up with innovative approaches like Elevate New Orleans and Neighborhood Stabilization Program as a way of preserving the integrity of neighborhoods while at the same point in time taking them out of harm's way.
It was a standing room only audience at New Orleans City Hall, and many residents had other complaints about the citywide plan. One woman wanted to know why the list of rebuilding priorities omitted any mention of strengthening the levees. It was an oversight, Henry assured her, that would be fixed in the next draft. Resident John Pakul voiced a concern others echoed, that the new citywide plan seemed to draw little from the district plans he and many others sweated months producing. Despite those misgivings, Pakul says the city has too much invested in this process to turn back now.
I do not believe we should say, stop this, go back over it again, as the Bureau of Governmental Research has proposed. In doing that, you would slap the faces of the people, not only here, but in the workshops around the country that took place to get the input and the voices of people who are not here to be heard.
If there are to be tough decisions made in New Orleans' planning process, they still lie some months in the future. The city's planning commission says it hopes to begin work on the plan in April. After that, it goes to the mayor and city council, which means there will be many more weeks of hearings and study before residents begin to get answers on how and where they can safely rebuild. Greg Allen, NPR News, New Orleans.